Good morning. High pressure, which brought us dry weather and eventually a good amount of sunshine during the day yesterday, is now tracking to the north and east and into the Canadian Maritimes. This is opening the door for a larger storm now developing down in the mid-Atlantic to edge its way toward us during the course of the next couple of days. With the slow approach of the system, we'll have a lot of clouds around and only a few light rain and snow showers, mainly south of I-90 during the day, with highs in the middle to upper 30s. We'll also have a northeast wind developing in response to this system, keeping the temperatures cooler and dragging in some Atlantic moisture. That moisture will be around tonight, and as the system heads well south and east of Long Island, we'll have a chance for more rain and snow showers around as temperatures drop back into the upper 20s. With that moisture in place tomorrow and on the fringe of this coastal system, we'll have a chance of light snow, especially across the Catskills, Taconics, and Berkshires during the day, and temperatures will hold in the mid-30s with that stiff northeast breeze. A spoke of energy rotating around this system will enhance the chance for snows Thursday night into Friday morning, and this is when we have the best chance of accumulating snow across the region, and a couple of inches at least likely by Friday morning. With breaks of sunshine in the afternoon, highs will be back up around 40. A beautiful weekend in store for us by March standards, with mostly sunny skies on Saturday will be in the middle 40s, and sunshine on Sunday giving way to increasing clouds, and high temperatures in the upper 40s on Sunday. The next system will make an approach from the west on Monday and into Tuesday with another chance of rain and snow both days, with highs back into the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are out for most of the Appalachian Mountains into parts of the mid-Atlantic this afternoon and evening. 8 to 15 inches of snow with totals up to 20 inches are possible in the Appalachians, while 6 to 12 inches can be expected west of I-95, including the Washington, D.C. area. Closer to the coastal plain, lower amounts are likely with a mix or changeover to rain. Still, travel along the I-95 corridor is likely to be slow at best today as the storm moves off the coast into tonight. Wind will also be a factor, at times gusting over 35 miles per hour, causing blowing and drifting snow as well as low visibility. Coastal flood warnings are in effect from western Long Island Sound south along the New Jersey coast and for the Delmarva Peninsula, as strong onshore winds will cause coastal flooding, especially at times of high tide. Further up the coast, winter storm watches and warnings, as well as coastal flood warnings, have been issued for tomorrow into Friday for eastern New England as the storm heads north and east. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Niigata Airport in Japan at 8:44 p.m. Eastern Time back on Sunday, February 24th. The last report of hail was in Niigata, Japan at 9:48 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow, blowing snow and fog, 12 degrees with an east wind at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 47 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 30 degrees, the dew point 26, 85% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.04 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at Imperial and Ocotillo Wells, both in California, to a low of 16 below zero at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City windy with rain and snow in the lower 40s, Boston windy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 41 degrees, the low 28, the average temperature 35, that's 4 degrees above normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday for the month, 1.2 inches, which is 1 inch below normal. And 31.9 inches for the season, which is 16.8 inches of snow below normal. There were 30 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 166, and 4,704 for the season. The average high temperature at Albany today, 40 degrees. The average low, 22. The record high, 63, set in 1974. And the record low, 21 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:51 p.m. 11 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few scattered snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the mid 20s, though back into the teens across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with scattered rain showers today, also areas of drizzle with highs in the lower 40s. Breezy with rain showers changing to snow tonight, 1 to 3 inches possible by morning with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few scattered snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the middle 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with scattered rain and snow showers today, also areas of drizzle with highs around 40. Breezy with snow tonight, 1 to 3 inches possible by morning, with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few scattered rain and snow showers today, and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with some snow showers tonight and lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy and breezy, rain and snow showers around with highs in the mid-30s. Thursday night into Friday, another chance of snow, perhaps coating the ground up to a few inches by Friday morning. With some sunshine coming back Friday afternoon, highs will be around 40. More sunshine for the weekend, and this will allow temperatures to reach the mid to upper 40s for both Saturday and Sunday before clouds come back, and so do the chances for rain and snow showers on Monday and Tuesday with highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.